Passage made me think of a boat trip I had a few years ago.
读到这段经文，让我想起几年前我们去坐船旅行。
My family went on vacation in Santa Monica.
It
was my parents, my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece, my nephew, and Ashley.
这是我的父母亲，我的姐姐、姐夫，我的外甥跟外甥女跟 Ashley。
My dad loves boats, and so he wanted to go sailing.
我父亲很喜欢船，所以他想要去坐船。
So we rented a sailboat and had the boat driver take us out into the bay.
所以我们租了一个帆船，让那个船夫把我们带到湾中。
I know nothing about boats and sailing.
我对船或者坐船一概不通。
And at first it was really, really fun. We were having a great time.
刚开始的时候我们很喜乐，很有欢乐。
But then we got out into the water and it started getting choppy.
但是我们在水中的时候开始波涛汹涌。
And niece and nephew were, I think, 2 and 4 at the time.
所以我那个时候我的外甥跟外甥女是两岁跟四岁的样子。
They both started getting seasick.
他们就开始晕船。
And they were crying really, really loud.
他们很大声的嚎哭。
So my sister took them below deck.
所以我的姐姐把他们带到甲板下面。
She hoped it would be calmer and they would be more quiet.
她希望他们能够平静下来。
It wasn't calmer. It didn't help.
但是并没有帮助他们平静下来。
So I'll always remember this. My sister was sitting on the bench, and in either arm she had her 2 kids, and they were crying so loudly.
我印象很深刻，那个时候我姐姐坐在椅子上，然后两手各抱着一个小孩。
Like straight into her ears.
那两个小孩子在她耳朵大哭。
And my sister's face was like this.
然后我的姐姐的脸就这么的样子。
Being a good uncle, I went down there and I tried to like make faces at them.
所以当一个好叔叔，我就到甲板下面向他们做鬼脸。
Make them feel better, but the waves kept on getting worse.
希望他们能感觉好一点，但是那个。波涛那个浪越来越严重。
And then my nephew had to use the bathroom.
那个时候我的外甥就需要用厕所。
No, that didn't happen. Not what you're thinking.
但那并没有发生。
My brother-in-law came down below deck.
我的姐夫就下到那个甲板下面。
He took Asher, my nephew, from my sister.
他就从我的姐姐那边把我的外甥抱起来。
And then started walking a few feet to the bathroom.
然后往着那个厕所的方向走。
But then the boat rocked really, really suddenly.
但是那个船突然震动得很厉害。
And he fell over forward.
所以他往前跌，然后撞到船的墙。
He fell all the way forward.
他往前扑倒了。
And my nephew was beneath him.
那我的外甥在他的身体下面。
They were both okay.
他们都没问题。
He cradled him and protected him from the fall.
他抱着他，保护着他。
But as you can imagine, it was really scary for my nephew.
但是你可以想象的，我外甥来讲是蛮可怕的一件事。
It was really startling.
真的是很能够让他能够清醒。
And then he started crying even louder.
所以他就更加的哭得很大声。
Which I didn't know was possible.
我并不认为能够更大声的哭。
And then do you know what we did?
你知道我们做什么吗？
We sailed for another hour.
我们继续的航行一个小时。
My sister was just cradling her 2 kids.
我姐姐抱着她两个孩子。
They were crying even louder.
他们越哭越大声。
And her face was like this.
然后他们脸都是哭丧的脸。
We all survived.
我们都安全的，没事。
But we were slightly traumatized.
但是我们心里有了那个伤。
Now the whole time this was happening, my dad, who loves sailing, was above deck.
所以这一切事情在发生的时候，我的喜欢航行的那个父亲，他在甲板上面。
After we got back to the dock, my dad turned to my nephew, who had been crying the whole time.
当我们回到那个港口的时候，我的父亲转向我的外甥。
And he said to him, "That was really fun, right?"
告诉他是蛮好玩的，是不是？
And at this point, my nephew turned to him and looked at him.
这个时候，我的外甥就转向他，然后。
And he was kind of like.
用那种表情。那个诧异的表情看着他。
But he knew what my dad wanted to hear.
但是他知道我父亲想听的话。
So he was kind of like.
所以他这样子点着头。
We were just in Santa Monica.
我们那个时候只有在那个圣莫尼卡的地方。
The waves were gentle and the wind was not that strong.
那个浪其实蛮平静的。
And we were not professional fishermen.
我们也不是职业的渔夫。
That's a big difference, isn't it?
那是很大的差别，不是吗？
The disciples in the boat had faced every kind of conceivable weather.
那个船上的门徒他们经历过各种各样的那个气候。
They knew exactly what to do in every single situation.
在每一个状况，他们都知道应该怎么办。
And yet, they were terrified.
但是他们也很惧怕。
The storm was so bad that they were in grave danger.
那暴风有多严重，他们几乎要丧命。
And so I can just imagine it, right? And you can imagine it.
所以我们可以想象。
The water is filling up the boat.
那船开始在装满了水。
It's up to their feet, then it's up to their knees.
溢到他们的脚，然后到了他们的膝盖。
They get knocked to the ground by the crashing of the waves.
他们被浪推到那个地上。
So they tried everything.
他们什么都试了。
They probably started bailing water.
他们开始把水拨走。
And that's where my knowledge of boats ends.
我对船的知识就到此为止。
So they probably did other sailor stuff.
他们说不定也做了其他那个海手会做的事情。
I don't know what they did.
我不知道他们做了些什么。
But they tried everything and nothing worked.
但是他们所用的方法都没用。
So their helplessness and their frailty was revealed.
所以他们的无助跟他们的脆弱被显露出来。
And so they went to wake up Jesus.
所以他们去要叫醒耶稣。
So the first thing we see is how this storm reveals our helplessness.
所以我们第一项看到的是那个暴风显露了我们的无助。
We all run into situations where we feel at a loss.
我们都会碰到我们无助的事情。
These things reveal our helplessness.
这些事情显露了我们的无助。
Tornadoes, hurricanes, natural disasters.
龙卷风、飓风、自然的灾害。
They all reveal how little control we really have.
都显示出我们其实什么都没办法掌控。
I just want to tell you, this sermon is very influenced by two sermons.
我只是想跟大家讲说我这个信息是受了两个信息的影响。
Actually, I should say it's most influenced by the second one.
最大的影响是第二个中马天。
Because the first one was influenced by the second one.
因为那个第一个凯勒是受那个中马天的影响。
And so if you're interested, I would really recommend you read the second one.
若你感兴趣的话，我鼓励你去读中马田的那个信息。
It's by my single favorite preacher ever.
那是我最喜欢的那个传道人。
He was an English preacher named D. Martin Lloyd-Jones.
他是个英国的传道人，名叫那个钟马田，中文翻译成钟马田。
And I shouldn't talk about him too much, but he was a really successful doctor who decided to leave the medical profession to become a preacher and a pastor.
他是个很成功的一个医生，但是决定放弃，然后去做传道人。
It was really crazy. Anyway, let's keep going. So, at many times in our lives, we feel we have a certain degree of control and there's regularity in our lives, right?
在我们的生活当中，我们常常觉得说我们可以控制一切，也有一些频率。
So here's a question for you. Do you remember the start of 2020?
所以我想问大家，你们2020年开始，你们还记得是怎么样的开始吗？
Here's another question for you. Do you remember your New Year's resolutions?
你还记得你去年所做的决志吗？
Anyone? Like, raise your hand if you can remember your New Year's resolutions.
请你还记得你去年所做的决志的时候，请举手。
For many of us, things were really stable. We were celebrating Chinese New Year's.
对我们很多人来讲，一切都很平稳，我们还在庆祝那个中国年。
And then bam, the storm hits.
那一下子那个暴风来了。
The coronavirus hits.
那冠状病毒发生了。
And all of a sudden it's revealed how little control we have, right?
那突然显露出我们什么都没办法掌控。
There is a seminary prof who said this.
有一个神学院的教授这么说。
We're all on a little ball of rock called Earth.
我们都处在一块石头叫地球。
We're spinning through space at a million miles an hour.
我们以那个一小时有数百万英里的那个速度在空中旋转。
And if that's not bad enough, someday a trapdoor is going to open up under every one of our feet.
然后有一天有一个陷阱门会打开。
The coronavirus reminds us that at any moment, a trapdoor beneath our feet can open up and we fall through.
所以那个冠状病毒提醒我们说，随时会有那个陷阱的门打开，然后我们会掉下去。
It's an objective truth, right?
这是个真理。
And so these storms, these pains, they reveal to us how little control we really have.
所以这些暴风，这些痛苦，显示了我们有多么没办法掌控事情。
We're on a tiny little rock hurtling through space.
我们 在一个小石头上面，在空中旋转。
Our life is so fragile.
我们的生命有多脆弱。
Unforeseen circumstances knock us off our feet.
没料到的事情使我们彷徨。
And we recognize that we are helpless, just like the disciples in the storm.
那我们承认我们是无助的。
Dan, on the English side, often has us repeat this little phrase. So will you repeat with me?
所以另外一个Dan传道，他常常在英文部叫我们重复这句几句话。
God is God.
神是神。
And I am not.
我不是神。
Can you repeat after me? God is God.
跟着我说，神是神。
And I am not.
我不是。
I am helpless before these circumstances.
我在这面对这些情况，我是无助的。
But the good news here is that God allows the storm for a reason.
那好消息是说，神允许这些暴风是有他的理由的。
And what's that reason?
那是什么理由呢？
As the disciples understand their helplessness, it drives them to Jesus.
当那个门徒 看到他们的无助，促使他们要转向耶稣。
Storms drive us to Jesus.
暴风能够帮助我们转向耶稣。
So the disciples have tried everything, and then they go to wake up Jesus.
门徒他们一切都试了，然后他们去 叫醒耶稣。
So based on my experience in Santa Monica, I cannot believe that Jesus was asleep in the storm.
借着我在圣莫尼卡的经历，我不敢相信耶稣在暴风中能够睡着。
And that shows us something about Jesus' attitude in the midst of the storm.
所以那个也让我们看到说耶稣对那个经历暴风的那个态度。
In the first sermon that I referenced, Tim Keller imagines this.
我提到的那个凯勒的第一个那个信息，他这样子说。
The disciples are running around on the top of the boat.
那些门徒在船上面那跑来跑去。
They're freaking out.
他们惊慌了。
So they run down below, and they're yelling at him. They're shaking him.
他们跑下去，摇醒耶稣。
But Jesus takes his time.
但是耶稣并不急。
Jesus is unhurried.
耶稣不急。
He gets up.
他起来。
He yawns.
他打个哈欠。
Stretches.
伸个懒腰。
Kind of.Wipes the sleep from his eyes.
擦一擦眼睛。
He goes over to the bathroom.
去上个厕所。
He's brushing his teeth.
刷个牙。
He is unhurried.
他并不急。
The disciples are freaking out.
但是那些门徒已经都在很惊慌了。
This is really interesting, right? Jesus sleeps.Until the storm has already terrified the disciples' death.
这是挺有趣的。耶稣一直睡到那个门徒已经吓坏了。
He lets the storm dispel their illusion of control.
他让那个暴风驱走他们认为自己能够掌控一切的那种念头。
So they have to turn to him.
所以他们必须转向耶稣。
And they say, Master, Master, we're perishing.
他们说：“夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。”
What happens next?
接着发生什么事呢？
We see that Jesus is the Lord of the storm.
我们看到说耶稣是那个暴风的主。
He goes outside and rebukes the storm.
他斥责那个风浪。
And it calms down. The waters become still.
所以一切都止静了。
The waves start crashing.
那些浪开始平静下来。
The wind starts blowing, stops blowing.
风停止吹。
And when the disciples see this, they are afraid, not of the storm, but of Jesus.
当那个门徒看到这件事情的时候，他们惧怕，并不是惧怕那个暴风，而是惧怕耶稣。
They marvel to themselves and they ask this question: Who is this that he commands even waves and water, and they obey him?
他们觉得很稀奇，问说这到底是谁吩咐风和水，风和水都听他的。
Here we have another reason why God allows storms like the coronavirus in our lives.
这也是另外一个理由，为什么神允许灾难如那个冠状病毒在我们生命当中发生。
First, it reveals our helplessness.
第一，它显露出我们的无助。
Second, it drives us to Jesus.
第二，它让我们转向耶稣。
But third, it shows us Christ's power and glory.
第三点，它显露出基督的全能跟荣耀。
His mastery over the storm shows the disciples who he is.
他能够控制那个暴风，显示出他是谁。
Let's not rush past this incredible miracle that Jesus does.
我们不要急着看看这件神迹。
Tornadoes and hurricanes can strip entire forests bare.
龙卷风能够把整个森林那个铲平。
They devastate the most technologically advanced cities.
会摧毁了大都市。
And yet Jesus can simply say to the tornado, stop.
然后耶稣可以向龙卷风说停止。
There is calm.
然后就会平静下来。
With a word, Jesus can stop a tsunami from rushing down on the city.
只需一句话，耶稣就可以停止那个海啸。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is God and he is man.
耶稣是神也是人。
He is master and authority over the chaotic powers of nature.
他是世界上混乱的势力的主。
And as they turn to him in the storm, the disciples, they better understand who he is.
在那个暴风中他们转向耶稣之后，他们更了解耶稣是上的人。
So now, many of you might be afraid of the coronavirus.
你们在座的可能有很多人对那个冠状病毒有恐惧。
And I identify with you.
我也有同感。
I don't think I'm by nature a very brave person.
我的个性并原本并不是个很勇敢的一个人。
So this one time, Dan was on sabbatical and I led the Mexico missions trip.
有一次 Dan 传道他休假，然后我受命带领墨西哥短宣队。
So you might think that since I do public speaking, I'm very confident.
你们可能认为说，因为我在
I'm very
公众演讲，我应该很有自信，很勇敢。
But at one point, I will always remember, I signed a piece of paper that said I was the temporary legal guardian of 20 youth.
但是我记得我签过一张纸，说我是20个青少年的临时监护人。
Many of you may be parents. Many of you may be parents.
哦，你们在当中可能有很多是那个家长。
So you know what it's like to look after a few kids.
所以你们知道说要看一些小孩子的状况怎样子。
Have you ever tried to look after 20 kids in Mexico?
你们有没有那个看过20个青少年的经历，在特别是在墨西哥的经历？
Especially when you have no experience parenting.
特别是你没有做家长的经历。
How do you think I felt?
你们认为我的感受是什么样呢？
I was terrified.
我很恐惧。
At any moment, they could just go all running off in 20 different directions.
他们可能20个人跑不同20个不同的方向。
What do you do?
那个时候我该怎么办呢？
20 different directions, what do you do?
20个不同方向你能怎么样呢？
So do you know what I did a lot more of when I was preparing for the trip?
你知道说我在准备这个短宣旅程的时候，我做什么事最多呢？
I prayed.
我祷告。
I prayed.
我祷告。
Now, over the course of the trip, what was amazing was I experienced God's faithfulness and protection.
但是在那个短宣的旅程当中，我经历了神的信实跟保护。
And it helped me grow in my trust of Him.
那也帮助我能够对神的信心增加。
The storm gets our attention.
暴风让引起我们的注意力。
We recognize our helplessness and our humanity, and then we turn to Jesus for help.
我们看出我们的无助和我们的人性，帮助我们转向耶稣基督求帮助。
And then Jesus calms the storm, and that's the end of the story, right?
那耶稣平静了那个暴风，那故事就结束了吗
？But the story doesn't end there.
但是故事并没有在那边就停止。
And in a sense, this is where it gets really interesting.
然后其实好戏还在后头呢。
Jesus turns to the disciples after he calms the storm and tells them, "Where is your faith?"
那个耶稣平静了那个暴风之后，转向门徒。问他们说：“你们的信心在哪里呢？”
Now, this little phrase is so important.
这个问题是非常的重要。
And I want you to consider that the way Jesus asks the question is so important.
耶稣问这个问题的方式是很重要的。
Jesus doesn't say, "O you of little faith."
耶稣并没有告诉他们说：“你们小信的人。”
That would imply they need more faith.
这会意味着说他们需要多信心。
He didn't say, why do you have faith?
他没有说你们为什么没有信心。
That would imply they didn't have any faith.
这意味着他们没有信心。
He says, where is your faith?
他说你们的信在哪里呢？
You have faith, but you didn't use it.
你们有信心，但是你们没有使用。
You have faith, but you misplaced it.
你有信心，但是不晓得把信心放在哪里。
In all the excitement and danger of the storm, where is your faith?
在那个暴风当中，你的信在哪里呢？
So Jesus was in effect saying, if you put your faith into operation, you would have reacted differently to the storm.
所以耶稣其实在说，你若把你的信心把它运行出来，那就对你有帮助。
Putting faith into operation means reacting and responding differently.
把你的信心运行表示说你要对事情有不同的反应。
But second, Jesus, by asking the question, shows them and shows us that faith does not operate automatically.
这还有另外一点就是说那个信心并不是会自动的运行操作的。
Faith is not like an air conditioner.
信心不像那个空调。
The moment the temperature gets below a certain level, pop, it turns on and it heats the building.
那个气温一变的时候，那个冷气就开始自动的那个发动。
The moment the temperature gets too hot, pop, it cools down the building.
若那个气温稍微偏高的时候，那个空调就会开始 把那个 房子那个弄冷。
If faith was just something that automatically turned on for the disciples, then why were they so afraid?
若那个信息可以自动的那种像开关一样运行的时候，那为什么那些门徒会那么惧怕呢？
D. Martin Lloyd-Jones defines faith like this.
中文给信心的定义是这样子的。
Faith means not being controlled by circumstances, reminding itself of what it believes, and applying all of that to the particular situation.
信心是不被环境控制，提醒自己所信的是什么，然后应用在那个特定的那个状况下。
Can you see why Jesus asked the disciples, where is your faith?
你们看得出耶稣为什么要问他门徒，你们的信心在哪里呢？
They forgot to put their faith into operation.
因为他们没有去使用他们的信心。
All of their knowledge and relationship with Jesus went out their head.
他们对耶稣的所认识的很知识都对他们没有用。
And so Jesus was like pointing at it, right? Like, don't you remember what you learned about me? Don't you remember what you know about me? Who I am?
耶稣问他们，其实问他们说，你们不记得说我所做的一切吗？你们不知道，不记得我所教你们的一切吗？
So a few things they already knew Jesus had done.
他们知道说耶稣已经做了一些事情。
He told them to cast nets, and they miraculously caught 1,000 fish when the whole night they couldn't catch anything.
他们没办法捕到鱼的时候，耶稣叫他们在某个地方撒网，他们就捕了很多鱼。
They saw him heal thousands of people.
他们看到耶稣医治了几千个人。
He cast out demons.
他驱逐魔鬼。
He raised a widow's son from the dead.
他使那个寡妇的儿子复活。
He did plenty of miracles. He did plenty of miracles.
哦，他行了很多神迹。
If they knew that that was true about Jesus, couldn't they trust he wouldn't let them die in this storm?
若他们对耶稣有这样的认识，他们为什么不能相信耶稣不会让他们在暴风中死亡呢？
If they knew all those things about Jesus and saw him do miracles,
若他们 知道耶稣行了这么多神迹的话呢？
Why were they so afraid?
他们为什么还那么惧怕？
Jesus asks them the question, where is your faith?
耶稣问他们一个问题，你们的信心在哪里？
Now this question is not just a rebuke to us.
这个问题并不只是对我们的一个斥责。
This question is actually grace to us.
这个问题其实对我们来讲是个恩典。
The way I think about it is by asking this question, how do you think the disciples reacted in the next storm?
耶稣这么问他们，你们认为那个在下一个风暴，暴风那个门徒会怎么样的反应呢？
By encouraging them to put their faith into operation in this storm, he was preparing them for the next storm.
他因为鼓励他们要运行他们的那个信心，他在准备帮他们准备下一个暴风。
Now we experience the same fear and helplessness as the disciples.
我们做门神的做基督的门徒，我们也同样的有同样的经历。
We struggle to put our faith into operation when new situations hit us.
当我面对情况的时候，我们也是挣扎着把我们的信心运行出来。
And Jesus is so gracious to us in the midst of that.
耶稣其实对我们蛮有恩典的。
But he still asks us the question, where is your faith?
但是他还是问这个问题，你们的信心在哪里？
Is it in your own ability to control circumstances?
是不是在你自己能够掌控一切的能力吗？
This would be like the disciples saying, I am an expert fisherman. I can beat any storm.
就那个门徒说，我是有经验的渔夫，我可以胜过各种各样的暴风。
Or is your faith that there won't be any storms?
还是说你因为你的信心什么暴风都不会有？
There will be storms.
一定会有暴风的。
You know that already.
你们都知道。
Where is your faith?
你的信心在哪里？
So, let's try to put this in practice, and if you will, let me use the coronavirus as an example.
我们可以 把这个来操练，我想用那个冠状病毒来当个例子。
The coronavirus is a storm.
冠状病毒是个暴风。
It reveals our helplessness and frailty and mortality.
它显示了我们的无助，我们的脆弱和我们生命的有限。
We're scared, we're uncertain.
我们惧怕，我们不对事情没有准确的把握。
There are conflicting reports.
新闻报道有冲突。
We don't know how much it will spread. We don't know what kind of impact it will have on the economy.
我们知道呢，它的影响会有多大，对经济的影响会有多大。
The virus impacts stock prices.
那个病毒影响了那个股市。Yeah.
The virus impacts jobs and school.
影响了工作跟学校。
Many of us have family members we're worried about, or maybe we're worried about our own health in the midst of it.
我们可能有家人或我们自己的身体健康，我们会焦虑。
It reveals our helplessness.
这显示出我们的无助。
There's a trapdoor underneath our feet, and at any moment we can fall through.
我们的脚底下有一个陷阱，随时会门打开，我们会掉下去。
Now, did the coronavirus change that?
那个冠状病毒是不是改变了这一切？
Is it like a different thing now that the coronavirus has hit?
那是不是冠状病毒改变了一切呢？
We always had the trapdoor under our feet.
我们的脚底下一直都有那个陷阱的门。
It was always there.
一直都存在。
Look at history.
看历史。
Everyone dies.
每个人都会死。
Now, when I say this, I actually want to thank you.
我说这句话的同时，我要谢谢你们。
Because I just turned 30.
因为我刚刚过了30岁生日。
And most of the time, I am completely unaware of the fact that death is a reality.
大部分的时候，我并不会意识到死亡是个事实。
And so I remember, I started, when I was interning, I started going to the watchman meeting.
我记得我当教会的实习生的时候，我开始参加那个守望团契。
And during the sharing time, I noticed that many, many people were sharing about two things.
在分享的时候，我发现大部分人都在分享两件事情。
They shared about their health.
他们是分享有关他们的健康。
Or their lack of health.
或者是没有健康，生病。
And they shared about loved ones who had passed away.
或者是分享有关已经过世的亲爱的人。
Now, up until this point, I only hung out with middle schoolers and high schoolers.
在这个之前，我只跟那个初中跟高中生在一起。
How often do those two subjects come up when you talk to middle school boys?
所以你跟那个初中的男学生谈的时候，他们有多少的时候会提起那两件事？
It's a reality we all face, but it wasn't real to me until I heard you sharing about these things.
所以死亡是个事实，但是我们并不是常常面对。
So in the midst of this coronavirus storm, Jesus asks us this question.
所以在这个冠状病毒当之前，耶稣问我们这个问题。
Where is your faith?
你的信心在哪里？
It's not simply a rebuke.
这不仅是个斥责。
It's not saying don't take any preventative actions.
并不是说你不需要做一些防范的那个措施。
But it's saying, are you allowing the truth about Jesus Christ to impact the way you respond?
这反而是说你是不是让你因为认识耶稣会影响你如何对这个病毒的反应。
Let's apply the truth to this situation for a second.
我们来把那个真理应用在这个状况下。
Let's look at the beauty of the cross and the resurrection.
我们来看一下那个十字架的和复活的那个美丽。
On the cross, Jesus took the storm of God's wrath and punishment for sin on himself.
在十字架上，耶稣承担了神的愤怒和对世人罪的那个惩罚。
He died and was buried in a tomb.
他死了而被埋。
But that's not where the story ended.
但是故事还不停止在那边。
The tomb is empty.
那坟墓空的。
And since Jesus Christ rose from the dead, defeating death, we don't respond to fear, we don't respond to death in the same way.
那既然耶稣战胜了死亡，复活了。我们对死亡的那个反应也不一样。
Death is unnatural and death is terrible.
死亡并不是那么自然，也是很恐惧的。
Shortest verse in the Bible, right? Jesus wept.
圣经里面最短的那个经文，耶稣哭了。
But at the same time, the tomb is empty.
但是同时那个坟墓是空的。
And we have hope in Jesus in the midst of the storm.
在暴风当中，我们在耶稣里面也有盼望。
Can you see how that truth about the resurrection would make us respond differently to the coronavirus?
那个复活的真理是不是能够被我们对那个冠状病毒有不同的反应？
And that doesn't mean it's easy.
并不是意味着这是简单的事。
We can still be afraid.
我们还可以惧怕。
But let's cry out to Jesus.
但是我们可以向耶稣求助。
Let's turn to him for comfort and reassurance.
我们转向他，从他那边得到安慰。
It is possible for us to be courageous in the midst of it.
我们在那个病毒中可以有勇气。
It's not because I'm naturally brave, because I'm not.
并不是说我很自然的就是那么勇敢。
But it's because of this incredible truth of the resurrection.
但是主要是因为那个复活的真理在我里面。
So I was reading a story recently.
我最近读了一段故事。
A chaplain in the army was counseling a soldier before a big battle.
军中的一个牧师在劝告一个士兵。
The young man was terrified.
那个年轻的士兵很惧怕。
The young man saw the uncertainty and the danger of the battle, and he felt helpless.
他看到那个战场上的事情，然后他觉得说很无助。
At any moment, his life could be snuffed out.
他的生命随时就会被拿走。
Do you know what the chaplain said to the young man?
那个牧师怎么跟这个年轻的士兵说呢？
If you live, Jesus will be with you.
他说，若你活着，耶稣会与你同在。
If you die, you will be with him.
若你死了，你与耶稣会与耶稣同在。
Either way, he has you.
无论如何，他有你。
Either way, he has you.
无论如何，耶稣拥有你。
Earlier, I shared about how the seminary professor described us spinning around at million miles an hour on a little rock called Earth.
我之前分享了有关那个神学院的那个教授形容我们在一个小地球在空中那个旋转的事情。
I don't think that's easy to translate. At any moment, a trapdoor is going to open up beneath our feet.
随时的陷阱的门就会在我们的脚底下打开。
But here's the end of the story in the professor's quote.
但是那个教授他如何的结束这个故事呢？
If you are a believer, when you fall through the trapdoor, do you just fly out into space?
若你是个信徒的话，当你掉进那个陷阱的门的时候，
If you're a believer, the answer is no.
若你是个信徒的话，答案是不是的。
When we fall through the trap door, we fall into the loving arms of our Savior.
当我们从陷阱的门掉下去，我们掉进耶稣的怀抱里。
We will be with him forever.
我们永远与他在一起。
So, in the midst of everything, as we prepare for the coronavirus, I want to ask you a question.
所以当我们经历一切，然后准备那个冠状病毒的时候，我想问你们一个问题。
Are you prepared to meet your Maker?
你已经准备好见神了吗？
Have you trusted in Him as your Savior?
你是不是信靠耶稣基督为你的救主？
Do you realize the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
你是不是知道复活，基督复活的那个真理？
If that's true, doesn't change everything?
若这都是肯定的话，那不一切不是都改变了吗？
Doesn't it mean that we respond to the coronavirus differently?
这不是意味着我们对那个病毒的那个反应会不一样吗？
It changes our fear.
它改变了我们的惧怕。
It means God cares for us in the midst of it.
意味着神在这些事情当中他关心我们。
So how do we put this into practice? How do we put this faith into practice?
我们怎样把这个信心来运行呢？
Just a few things.
几件事。
Number one, encourage one another.
第一，彼此鼓励。
If you're scared, that's totally fine.
若你害怕的话，那是很正常的。
But share it with someone and ask them to pray for you.
但是跟别人分享你的惧怕。
Remind yourself of the truth.
提醒你自己那个真理。
Here's another one.
还有另外一点。
Sing the truth into your heart.
你可以用诗歌来把那个真理
唱出来。There's a famous hymn that I love called Be Still My Soul.
我有一首诗歌我很喜欢的是说我的灵得安息。
Now, who are you singing to? When you sing Be Still My Soul.
你唱这首歌的时候你是向谁唱呢？
Are you singing to God?
你是不是向神唱？
Sort of.
有点。
Yeah, you're singing to God.
你是对神唱。
But you're also singing to your soul, yourself.
也是对你的灵唱。
I love this hymn. Be Still My Soul.
我喜欢这首诗歌。
Why are you so afraid? Why are you so scared?
安静我的灵，你为什么惧怕呢？
Be still my soul. The Lord is on my side.
安静我的灵，神在我的身边。
Bear patiently the cross of grief and shame.
用耐心来承担那个十字架的痛苦跟 悲哀。
Leave to my God to order and provide.
让神吩咐和供应。
He forever faithful will remain.
他永远是信实的神。
Where is our faith?
你的信心在哪里？
It is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
是在耶稣基督的复活。
Sing the truth into your heart.
把那个真理唱进你的心里面。
And then finally, let's not just protect ourselves.
最后不仅是要保护自己。
If you come to church, if you don't come to church, that's totally fine. That's your decision.
你来教会或是不来教会，这都没问题，这是你自己的决定。
But let's consider the needs and fears of the people who aren't here this morning.
但是要关心到那个不在当中的人的考虑。
And let's think about how we can encourage them.
然后想想我们如何可以来鼓励他们。
How we can remind them of the truth.
我们如何可以提醒他们有关真理。
I pray that we would, by the grace of God, put our faith into operation.
借着神的恩典，我盼望我们都能够把我们的信心运行出来。
And that our faith would make us courageous and bold.
那我们的信心能够帮助我们能够勇敢。
That we would be loving and other-centered in the midst of the coronavirus.
充满慈爱，还有为别人着想。
And in the midst of the storm, ultimately, that we would fix our eyes on Jesus.
在那个暴风之中，我们定睛在耶稣基督身上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we pray that you would protect us from the coronavirus.
我们的主，我们求你保护我们。
We pray that you would halt the spread of virus.
我们求你停止那个冠状病毒的扩散。
We pray you would heal the people who are sick.
我们祈求你医治那些生病的人。
We pray that you would give our government wisdom for how best to deal with it.
我们也求你赐给那个执政者那个智慧来处理这件事情。
But we also pray, Lord, that we would put our faith into action.
我们一同也求你帮助我们把我们的信心运行出来。
That we would remember the truth about the resurrection.
帮助我们记得那个复活的真理。
And it would be a great comfort and encouragement to us.
对我们来讲是个帮助、鼓励跟那个安慰。
I pray that we would walk by your Spirit as we encourage those around us who are afraid.
当我们鼓励周围惧怕的人，我们是顺着圣灵的带领。
And I pray, Lord, that you would humble us and help us recognize our helplessness.
也求你帮助我们能够谦卑，能够看出我们的无助。
And turn to you for help.
然后转向你求帮助。
I praise you, Lord Jesus, that you are so gracious to us, even when we have imperfect faith.
我赞美你，因为你对我们充满恩典，虽然我们的信心不完全。
And that you love us so deeply that you died for us.
然后因为你爱我们有多深，为我们死在十字架上。
I pray that truth would penetrate into our hearts.
我愿这个真理能够进入我们每个人的心。
And I pray it would make us brave.
也能够帮助我们每个人能够壮胆起来。
We need you, Lord.
我们需要你。
We love you, Lord.
我们爱你。
And we pray this all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.